Listen now to God's holy word. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Wishing to determine the truth about why Paul was being accused by the Jews, the commander freed him and ordered the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin to convene. Then he brought Paul down and made him stand before them. Paul was aware that some were Pharisees and some were Sadducees. As he called out before the Sanhedrin, "My brothers, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee, and I am on trial for hope in the resurrection of the dead." When he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the group became divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection or angels or spirits, while the Pharisees acknowledge all three. A great uproar occurred, and some scribes belonging to the Pharisee party stood up and sharply argued, "We find nothing wrong with this man. Suppose a spirit or an angel had spoken to him." The dispute was so serious that the commander, afraid that Paul would be torn to pieces by them, ordered his troops to go down and rescue Paul from their midst and take him into the compound. The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage, for just as you have borne witness to my cause in Jerusalem, so must you also bear witness in Rome." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to you, the Lord, my Lord are you. O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup, you it is who hold fast my lot. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Keep me safe, O God, for you are my hope. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. You will show me the path of life, fullness of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, "I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, so that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one, as you are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you love them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I have made known to them your name, and I will make it known with the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today, we see the way of the world, or the way of religion, and the way of Jesus. Huh? And not against religion, that's all I'm talking about. But when Paul is with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and you've heard me say it before, the difference between a Pharisee and a Sadducee, Pharisees believed in life and afterlife and angels, principalities, eternal life, life after death. The Sadducees did not believe in life after death. That's why they're so
Sad, you see.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes, yes. I knew you all knew that. But anyway, and so they're fighting amongst themselves, right? And they're arguing about who is right. And then some people say, oh, we believe in Paul if he saw an angel. And they're fighting in the name of God, right? Now, today, in our own church, people are fighting in the name of God. And they think that that's of God. Really? Is it right when Catholics go against each other and they say this one's evil, they go against the Pope? There are even Catholic speakers who speak with me, very popular speakers, who've taken a stance against Pope Francis. That is not of God. I would die for Pope Francis. Why? Because he's the one that God put as our Pope. And we need to become one. Why? Because that's Jesus' prayer. The very, very last prayer that he prayed was for us, that we would be one. So when we cause division, when we complain and criticize others, whether it be criticizing our priests, criticizing our bishops, criticizing our Pope, first of all, nobody wants to be around you. Nobody wants to be around me when I'm being critical, huh? And even this, it's kind of being critical of those who are critical, right? And none of us like that. But we got to just sit there and think, is this God's will for us to constantly bicker and constantly say, I'm more right than you are and this one's not right? And is this what God wants? Or does he want us to be one? What does Jesus want? That's what it comes down to. What does Jesus want? And when he says, may they be one, that I may live in them. And you get this last line, right? It says, the love with which you loved me, which is what? The Holy Spirit, may be in them. That the Spirit of the living God may be in us. And that I be in them. That Jesus lives inside of us. That's what we go. And that's why we're called to this unity. Because Jesus is in me. The Spirit is in me. He's in you. And we're called to live as one in Christ. And when we do this, then the Lord Jesus himself comes to us like he came to Paul, right? And what does he say? The Lord, this is the last line of today's first reading. The Lord stood by him and said to Paul, take courage. The Lord stands by you today. The Lord stands by me today and says, take courage. And then be my witness. Witness to what? Witness to hope? Witness to Jesus? Witness to unity. Let's, instead of criticizing each other, let us pray for each other, and more than that, let us love each other. Because the love of God lives inside of you and me, and that's what he calls us to do. All people know you're my disciples because you love one another, not because you criticize one another. So let's do God's will and not our own. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.